We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ike, my preseason prediction was 10 wins and 6 losses. I feel good where the Eagles are right now at 2-1, all things considered. But current roster, even if you bring Alshon back, even with the benefit of Carson Wentz, this looks like a 10-6 team to me. Right?
No, they're still a 12-14.
Well, they got a long way to go.
Sure they do.
And there's a lot of football to be being played.
Yeah.
I'm just saying... I wouldn't just rest on, well, everything's going to work out and be fine if I'm Howie Roseman. If this is an all-in season, then you don't push all your chips in right now unless there's something special, and that special could be in Pittsburgh right now, but you have to do something. You have to go out and get, you know, I didn't know Jay Ajayi was available before the Eagles went and got him, right? Mm-hmm. Howie needs to go out and make a deal like that. Wide receiver, yes. Le'Veon, yes. But it just can't be bringing in another body as a wide receiver.
Well, the problem with that is, you know, teams aren't willing to trade players this early in the season.
You're going to have to wait a couple
weeks. Yeah, they just aren't. You know, everybody's talking about Golden Tate. You think the Lions are ready to trade Golden Tate after they just beat the Patriots?
No.
Yeah, their season isn't over with yet. So they aren't throwing the towel in on their season. So nobody's going to give up a player that they think can still help them win right now.
All right, we'll get back to the phones.
You got to go to the waiver wire, man. I mean, Jeremy Maclin's still out there.
I think you may see him in a week or two.
Dez Bryant's still out there.
All right, so you were on the record saying that you would reevaluate after this game with Dez.
Yep.
I think the Cowboys are reevaluating too.
Yep. They are. I'm still not necessarily saying go get Dez Bryant, but
no Dez.
Had they lost, I may be saying something different.
I'm saying ding, 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 ding.
Go get Dez.
Come on, Dez. Bring him in. All right, let's hear some Dirty Dougs. This is what happens the day after when Doug Peterson has a press conference and the evil mind of Ben Livingston, our producer, meet. Here it is.
Doug, you see your quarterback diving into the sideline for that first down. What's going through your mind?
He would probably hit the guys in the locker room. It's just instinct. I don't want to on him at all, but, you know, Wendell, Corey, you know what, they're is pretty big, and you know, I mean, that's the that he plays with, and you know, goes without. So you'd love to yourself in tight close, but gosh, I thought he started down there.
And that was the PD version. The first version, he was like, I'm not. So I'm like, then edit it if you're not sure about the first one. There it is. You never know what Dirty Doug's going to say, Ike.
You'll never get me to be on board with this. So. So,
like, the thing about it is you're never going to know what Doug's capable of, right? Mm-hmm. Dirty Doug, I mean. Let's go to Joe in Mechanicsburg. Hi, Joe.
Hey, buddy. How y'all doing?
My man.
What up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Ike? Big fan, buddy. Big fan.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right. Hey, question, man. I mean, I heard you guys speak about Dez, man. I think that we need to go get Dez and Maclin. Le'Veon Bell, yeah, but then what are we going to do with Ajayi? But I do think that right now we have no deep threat. There's no fear. Teams are, you said, squeezing down on us, man. And Zach Ertz and the other Titan, they can't do everything. So if we want to preserve Wentz and keep him around, I think we need to go get some bigger receivers, man, that can go get the ball and cause a threat.
Yeah. I'm getting close, Joe. I'm getting close to it, man. I don't even want to say it, but I'm getting close.
You want to say the D word?
I'm getting close to it, man.
Say the D word, Ike.
I'm getting close, man. I really am.
Yes. Hey, Ike, if we can deal with T.O., his mess, Jackson's mess, hey, man.
Right.
We've got to go for Dez, man. He's proven. So it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's definitely a no-brainer. We need it. We need to go get it. My concern is when we bring in Le'Veon Bell, if that happens, which would be phenomenal, but then you got Ajayi. We got rid of Blunt. So, I mean, what are we going to do? Clement, well, what are we going to do?
Maybe you give Ajayi back to Pittsburgh in the deal. I mean, I hear you. I'm not going to not make a deal. If I decide,
throw Foles in
there.
There
you go. If I decide that I want Le'Veon Bell and I'm willing to deal with whatever comes with that, I'm not worried about Jay Ajayi. You know what I mean? Like Jay Ajayi's a good Eagle, nice player, whatever. I'm making a trade for Le'Veon Bell for a reason.
Right, right, right. Gotcha. You know, for us to, in order to get in the position to repeat, we have to do what we need to do. Teams just don't respect us, man. We won a championship last year, which was great. But in order for us to get where, you know, the Patriots are at, you know, we need to start bringing in better players, man, and show that we're serious here in Philly.
Yeah. All right, Joe, appreciate it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this, you know, you said they're fortunate to be 2-1. They are fortunate to be 2-1. Think about that. Inside the 5-yard line yesterday, they get a touchdown there. They still have a little bit of time left.
Yeah, there's no way these teams going to go down the field in 2 minutes and score.
Or a minute.
It took them 17 plays to get the second touchdown of the game. Are you kidding me? In 11 minutes. No way in hell that team.
Took up the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah, this team's not going down and scoring in 3 or 4 plays. We don't have the ability to do that right now.
No, you don't. You don't.
So it's a grinded out sort of thing for us every time we have the ball. And the only thing that really helped us in that opening series is that I believe the majority of the plays were an empty backfield set.
Yeah.
Like where you just basically spread everybody out and Carson just tries to find whether or not the defense is in man coverage or zone coverage. And if he realizes they're in zone coverage, okay, I'm going to Zach down the sideline. I mean, I'm going to Zach down the hashes. Right? I mean, that's really what he was doing. He threw the one ball out there to Joshua Perkins that had no chance of being completed.
Right.
But he threw it on the outside early. That had no chance of being completed. And then he realized, I need to manipulate the defense and work the middle of this field. And that's what he was able to do. But it was primarily because they came out in an empty set, much like in Carson's second game when they went to Chicago. Remember that a couple years ago, Chicago, Monday Night Football, Carson's second game? I believe Doug opened that game up with Carson being in an empty backfield set the first drive of the game.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a good memory.
Good job.
Yeah.
You're like Sean McVay. You remember every play you saw.
Not quite like him, but yeah.
Now how about this? So Jimmy G goes down yesterday. Looks like it's – I haven't seen it's confirmed, but I would almost guarantee it's a torn ACL, non-contact injury.
Okay, I think they confirmed it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need a quarterback. They have Beathard. C.J. Beathard is their starter. You know, would they be interested in Nick Foles? I don't know if you're going to get a high enough draft pick to where you would say, yeah, I'll take a third rounder for Nick, and then now you have Nate as your primary backup. Who knows with Carson? But somebody suggested on Twitter the same thing that you did, which is a player for player. You trade Foles for Marquise Goodwin of the 49ers.
Now, that sounds good. I don't care about a draft pick right now. A draft pick can't help me win this year.
I agree.
Yeah, so, you know, and I'm not even really interested in trading Nick Foles, but if I'm going to get maybe something like that back in return, okay. And Marquise Goodwin is a speedster.
Well, he has 3 catches this year, but he had 56 last year for nearly 1,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He would help you.
Yeah.
Let's go to...
I'm not really interested in draft picks. Draft picks is for next year.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried about this year.
Yeah.
If they went all in for this year, which they did, mm-hmm. then I want to see him continue to go all in, and that means Le'Veon. Eric in North Carolina. Eric.
Hey, how you fellas doing?
My man.
What up, E?
What's going on? I'm just on the topic of Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you watch the first game of the season, you see when J.J. comes in the game, I don't know why he didn't come in the whole first quarter, but when he did, he was a presence out there, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can stick with him and maybe stick with what Joe said and get us a good wideout or something, maybe Dez. And, you know, save our money that way. We got Alshon coming back, and I don't know. I agree with you know what Jay Ajayi does out there. He seems like he's pretty good, you know.
Well, you know what? You brought up that first game, Eric, and they basically had him on a maintenance program. You know, they were trying to make sure that they didn't wear him down. And that's why he went with Sproles early as opposed to Jay Ajayi. And then Jay Ajayi gets hurt early in the Tampa game. You know, he hurts his back, but he comes back in later to score that touchdown. Then all of a sudden, it was still bothering him after the game, I guess, and he wasn't available for yesterday's game. I listen, I'm not down there with Jay Ajayi every day. I'm obviously not examining him. I don't know how his body feels. I'm sure the Eagles trainers do and the doctors do. But it seems to me that he's not completely healthy. Like he wasn't completely healthy in the preseason, you know. So
I agree with that.
I don't even know, Eric, if he can he make it through the season.
I agree. You're right.
I did see
even in Miami.
Right.
The same way.
I did see Sprozy today though, when I was down at the NovaCare.
How was he doing?
Looked good to me. Although he wasn't fielding punts or
running.
I wasn't chasing him as an outside linebacker or anything like that.
Oh, you weren't?
No. So
you didn't have a flashback and start chasing him down the
– I didn't say, let's see if you can get away from me. You know what I mean? I didn't do one of those because then I would have pulled both of my hamstrings, the groin and everything else.
So what happened? So Doug at the press conference made it seem like they'd be back this week barring a setback.
Right.
But then after the press conference, he qualified those remarks by saying back at practice.
Right.
This week.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how we are as the media, man. We jumped on that quick. And everybody's tweeting out that
they'll be back.
Doug expects them to be back, and then they had to hurry up. And Doug clarified what he was saying is that they'll be back at practice this week, and they'll determine later in the week as to whether or not they'll be able to play Sunday.
Jordan in Maple Shade, New Jersey. Jordan, how are you?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
My man.
What's up, Jordan?
Not much. You probably had some comments on this, but other than anybody else that I think we have on the roster and anybody else that I think that we could pick up, that's available, and he's already said he only wants a one-year deal and he wants to stay in NFC East. What about DB?
Dez Bryant?
Yep. I know he's a cancer in the locker room and all the sideshow stuff, but he's probably a better receiver than anybody we have, minus Alshon.
Now, a month ago, I would have gave you a hard, fast no. But over the last month, I'm giving you a soft no right now.
I mean, we don't have to re-sign him next year. Like you said, he wants the one-year deal.
And you don't have to give up any draft picks to get him. All you got to do is give up money. Yeah. Yeah.
If when Alshon comes back, I think that would be a nice 1-2 punch on the outside.
I think that's the last thing I'm holding out for. Is Alshon coming back, and if the receiving core still looks like it looks right now, yeah, I think I may be yelling for Odez. Old Desmond Bryant. Is it Desmond? Is that his real name? Could be.
I never knew that.
Actually. I don't know. I don't know that.
He doesn't look like a Desmond. I'll say that. He looks more like a Dez. Looks more like a Dez.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, coming up.
Yeah, desperate times calls for desperate measures. And Alshon is like my one last hope. He and Jeremy Maclin. Because if they don't even go sign Jeremy Maclin because of his health, and if Alshon looks like... Well, the good thing with Alshon is it's not a lower extremity, right? It's not his knees or his...
It's his shoulder.
So it's his shoulder.
It's not going to stop him from running, but it may stop him from being effective.
Right.
Right? With catching balls, with going up, with being physical. Because like you say all the time, he's not getting catches by outrunning guys.
Yeah. He has that catch radius, that jump ball effect.
He does. Coming up, Ike, a team has already reached out to the Steelers expressing interest. And it is not the Eagles. And this one right here, if you want Le'Veon Bell, this one worries me a little bit.
Oh, damn.
This one worries me a little bit. 888-729-9494. This is clear to me that just by waiting around and waiting for guys to come back, you think that that's going to get you in the Super Bowl this year, then I think you got another thing coming.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.